Now, back on Tuesday, we had a bit of a look at some research that basically said that when it comes to video games, they're rapidly becoming family time. And in fact, parents and kids are using them as part of an almost digital bonding kind of way of getting together. Now, yesterday morning, the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association launched its Digital Australia 18, or DA18, report. This is a detailed look, one of a series that they've done, at who games in Australia, how they game, and why. Now, much of it wasn't too surprising, especially if you've paid some attention to the way this is going, like I have over the years. The average gamer is 34 years old, and 46% of people who play games are women. But it's when you look at the older section of Australian society that it gets really, really interesting. Dr. Jeff Brand is a professor at Bond University, and he's the lead author of the DA18 report, and I'll let him explain it from yesterday's conference.
It turns out that we've seen an increase in the proportion of people over the age of 65 who are playing. 43% now play. They're 8% of the total population of people who play games. So people over the age of 65 now comprise 8% of all the people who play games. There are just some things that blow you away. It doesn't blow me away, for example, that the heaviest people who play games, the heaviest gamers, are in their sort of mid-teens to mid-20s. It doesn't surprise me that males are more likely to play for longer than females. It does surprise me, however, and this is the second time we've observed this, that at about age 65, gameplay picks up for females. Why is this? Well, they're telling us that they're lonely. They're telling us that they're looking for new experiences. They're telling us that they want to keep their mind active. So, total time for gameplay, unbelievable. 80 minutes a day if you're between the ages of 75 and 84. And yet, this is the second time we've observed this in this research. Last time I was nervous, but I reported it, of course, because that's what the data said. But when I see it two times in a row, I believe it's true. And when I start reading the anecdotal reports in the survey from the open-ended questions, I think, okay, games are functioning in the economy more broadly and more intensively than ever before.
Now, that is actually really quite surprising to me. Age 65, gameplay increases for women. And as you just heard, in that older age group, everyone is playing a lot. A lot. Men and women between 75 and 84 playing for 80 minutes a day. That is just under an hour and a half, which is my levels of gaming. Well, actually, I probably game a bit more than that at the moment. So why? Why are we gaming, though? Now, there's a few age group differences there as well. Younger adults want to pass time and have fun. Not too surprising there. If you're a working age adult, you're probably looking to de-stress and, of course, have fun because games are fun. But older Australians are not only looking to pass time, they're trying to keep their minds active and try new experiences. Dr. Jeff Brand again.
People are playing games for different reasons through the lifespan. Now, to be sure, passing time, having fun, relaxing, they're still the major reasons. But if we zoom in by age, as we did last time we ran the study, and look at these data, we see that at ages 18 to 34, passing time, having fun, relaxing, de-stresses are the top three reasons. They're also the top three reasons in middle life. But look what happens with the need to de-stress. It pops up a bit. And then it declines a bit as we settle into later life. Passing time is an important function if you're older and all of a sudden you have time. But so is keeping the mind active. And we have so many pieces of anecdotal evidence now and quotes that tell us that this is an authentic, deep reason why people play games is to develop themselves, to be challenged, for example. Playing, you know, is a social experience. One of the stereotypes that we sought to bust years ago when we read and listened and watched media on video games in our country was that video games are solitary activities and they are for loners. 8% of all the people who play video games only play alone. Does that flip the model? Of course it does.
So for 92% of Australians who game, it is a social activity, which is really quite remarkable. I'm almost embarrassed to admit I am part of the 8%. I don't like to play online. I don't like to play with people. It is my downtime. But I just think, you know, the belief that gaming can have significant benefits is actually Australia-wide. Going again from the DA18 report, 84% of respondents thought it could help cognitive skills by gaming, and 80% believe it can fight dementia. Now, it is a fascinating industry in Australia. It is a big industry in Australia. In fact, I think we saw a 20% compound annual growth rate boost in gaming just over the past year. So it is big business indeed. We're going to put a little link up on the 2SER.com site to the summary report from DA18. If you're interested, you can get the whole report. It's freely offered from the IGEA, the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association.